Good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Susie Prez, back behind the microphone after a month absence. I was out of town, so here we are today. This is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023, and I'm glad you're listening. My guests on the morning show today are going to be, I'm assuming, Executive Director of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, Karin Wiedelmeyer, and pianist Levi Hill. And I have a guest sitting with me right now, Matt Goodrich. He's the director of
Music and Performance at the Conservatory.
Good morning, Matt. I'm glad that you joined us.
Good morning.
Also, surprise, but it's always good to have a surprise in the morning. But first, before we get to all things Music Conservatory of Sandpoint and what's going on, we have a collaborative event coming up with the KRFY and the Music Conservatory. We'll talk all about that, but we're showcasing Levi Hill and the Music Conservatory because there's a lot going on there, isn't there, Matt?
There's a lot going on there, and we have a big spring performing season in addition to all the academic and adjudication and student performances that we have in this season typically.
Right, so get your paper and pencil ready so you can write down all the events coming up. But first, it's always good to know what's going on in the weather from the National Weather Service. We have currently 36 degrees out, and it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. We just are enjoying these sunshiny days. So if you get a chance to get out there, get some vitamin D on your skin. Sunny with a high near 55. That's right, I said 55. North wind 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 33. North winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 52. And looking ahead, believe it or not, you know, they say chance of rain or snow. I think it will be rain because the highs are in the 45, lows are in the 37s. So we're looking at typical spring weather. So there you have that. And we'll get back to talking with Matt Goodrich right here, right now. But first, I want to just say the KRFY and the Music Conservatory at Sandpoint will be hosting a joint event on April 7th at the Music Conservatory's Little Carnegie Hall, which is new. It's beautiful. It has a great piano in there. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But KRFY every year hosts its annual corporation meeting. It is a requirement of a corporation. We are a nonprofit. And that will be taking place that night along with the Music Conservatory. So we're kind of doing a joint thing, showcasing pianist Levi Hill. And you can, the public is welcome to come down between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. on April 7th. Music Conservatory is located at the corner of 2nd and Main. It will be a fun event, and it's a great time to show support for the community, our community radio station here at 88.5 KRFY. And find out, you'll get to meet some of the broadcasters. You'll hear about the status of the station. We went through a big change this year with our tower antenna and transmitter move from one tower to another. You'll get to hear all about that. And as we settle into 2023, what's coming up? We have a lot of new broadcasters coming in and local programs. So that's April 7th. Little Carnegie Hall, the Music Conservatory. And that is from 5:30 to 7:30. All right. So, Matt, I'm just going to let you tell me what you want the listeners to hear. You're the director of, again,
Director of Music and Performance. And even more relevant to this conversation, I'm the Honors Program Advisor. And we have an incredible senior class of honors students this year, of whom Levi is one of them. And many of them are doing public performances that the Sandpoint community can hear these astonishing young musicians and see the trajectory that they are finding themselves on now. They love to share their music with our Sandpoint community, and we'll for sure get those dates to you as they approach.
Yeah, and you know, we feel like we're partners with the Music Conservatory. We are licensed, a full radio license here at KRFY, as an arts and education. So it's really partnering with the Music Conservatory is the most important thing we can do, because we're doing the same thing, really promoting and supporting folks like Levi Hill And Levi just walked in. You can just sit right down there, Levi, and say hi into the microphone. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, you made it.
Just barely.
How old are you, by the way, Levi?
I am 17 years old.
So you're still in school?
Yes,
high school.
So I'm a senior, so I plan on graduating this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good for you. We want to hear all about you, but let's continue the conversation with Matt right now about, I want to hear about the honors program. What makes a student get to the point where you can say he's an honors student, someone like Levi is exceptional?
When a student presents for adjudication, which we do, which we're doing this very week, we faculty have our eye on those who have a little spark or, you know, keen preparation and really show that their music is means something very special to them. And those students also self-select for us. They present themselves as students who really want to immerse themselves in the art of music and further their education in music, whether that's something that they want to look into as a long-term career goal or a long-term university goal, or just to steep into what we have to offer right here and now. And out of those adjudications, we have meetings to see who we might want to invite into the honors track. And it is a big commitment, so the students know what they're getting into. They have 2 lessons per week. They have an extra seminar. They participate in events at the conservatory, and they represent the conservatory through their performance out into the community. So it's a really, really special opportunity for the students and for those of us who have the privilege of teaching them.
Fantastic. I mean, that just makes me feel happy to know that there's a place for someone that has the passion and has really dedicated a large portion of their life to music. Music to me is very magical, and I guess we can all say that's true. So let's just turn to Levi for a moment. You are one of those honor students. I'm always curious about the beginning of someone's musical journey. I was part of the Waldorf School, and music is an integral part of what we do there every day, because music is alive in every human. Where did you start, and what moved you along? What inspired you to this journey?
So when I was, I want to say 5 or 6 years old, I was walking around a Costco with my dad, and they had one of those electric pianos on display that was kind of just open to the public. And he just sat down and started playing it. I didn't think too much of it until he actually started playing it. And I just kind of thought, wow, that is really cool. I want to try doing that. So I asked him if he would teach me a song. So he ended up showing me one, and I kind of just was like, hey, Dad, can we get this? And he caved and bought it for me. So from there, I just kind of, you know, got to the point where I am now.
So you're 5.
Yes, around.
So you saw, I remember being that age and looking at the keyboard and see, it looked magical to me. It was so nicely laid out, and it's so mathematical in a way. It made sense. You could find the intervals between the notes and things like that. What, from age 5, your dad bought the keyboard. Did you start lessons right away, or did you just play with the piano and he gave you some direction?
I actually just played with the piano for a couple of years. There was a point where I did start taking lessons, I want to say when I was around 7, but it was, you know, I was fairly young, so it wasn't really my thing at the time. From there, I kind of had just, you know, kept doodling a little bit and mostly teaching myself. But when I was around 9 years old, I think, I started taking lessons at the conservatory with John Fitzgerald, and then ever since then, I've always just been a part of the program.
And what is your genre? I'm imagining classical, but if that's, what is your genre, and what about that genre is, because it could be jazz or something, or rock and roll.
Yeah, so I've always played classical. You know, I can obviously play other things if I have the music put in front of me, but just very classical. I mostly started with kind of more just like church songs, like hymns and stuff like that, because that's what my dad mostly played, because he would play for the church sometimes. But from there, I kind of was
introduced to a different genre that had more technicality to it and more musicality. And it was something that I just fell in love with pretty immediately.
Have you, Matt Goodrich, have you seen this to be true, what some of what Levi's talking about, his introduction and his coming into music like this? Have you seen that in a lot of the honor students?
I have to say that I'm relatively new to the conservatory community. I've been here about 2 years now. And so I inherited this astonishing class of honor students and was like, whoa, something's going on here that's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've seen how I could, insert myself into helping to inspire their, musical journeys and bring my experience to bear from my stops before here. But these people are special, and Levi definitely performs with moxie and bravado, and in the short time that I've gotten to know him and the other honor students, that's what I've been super impressed by, just the high level that they are performing at already.
Right, and just what you just mentioned, I think what I've noticed in young people playing classical music is it's not just reading the music and getting it perfect. You said moxie. There's something more now that's coming into the interpretation of classical music. And how do you, when you get a piece, I know Karin, the director over there, had us pull up a piece of music on our, recorded music here. And I'm wondering if it's something you play. It's Claude Debussy's Isle of Joy.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Le Joyeuse. That's actually a piece that I am learning currently. It was something, so I went to a summer camp which I'll talk about later, called Interlaken, and I was introduced to it wasn't a new genre, obviously, but it was a new genre to me at the time of an era of classical music called Impressionism, and it was something that stuck out to me because of how different from anything that I heard it was. And I was taken to one of the practice huts at the camp, and one of my friends played it for me. And I remember while I was sitting there listening to it, it was very, very different to me, and I kind of didn't know what to think of it until I got to the very end of the piece with the very big climactic octaves and all that. And I was like, whoa, that sounds like really cool, especially with like everything leading up to it. And I kind of just thought, I want to play that. Like, that's something that I want to be doing. So I waited a little bit to start learning it. But after I had, gotten all of my competition pieces and performances out of the way and had a clear to start learning that piece, I took initiative and just started going at it. So I'm still learning it right now, but I'm preparing it for my senior recital, which is toward the end of May.
Okay, well, do you think that maybe you would be performing it at the April 7th joint event with KRFY at the Little Carnegie Hall?
I have not planned on performing that piece for that event, but I am going to be performing a different WC piece, which is called Reflet dans l'eau, which is Reflections on the Water.
I'm sure it's beautiful. And because I listened to this piece yesterday when Karin asked me to put it in for today, and it is striking. I can see why a young person at a music camp would go, that's what I want to do. Because especially the end is so dynamic and dramatic. So, wow. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Interlaken. And just so you know, I grew up in Michigan, and my family camped at the Interlaken Lake, and at night we would walk over to this fence and sit on this hill and listen to the student performances, but that was a long time ago. So you've been to this Interlaken. What is Interlaken? Let's just let our listeners know. And by the way, this is 88.5 KRFY. I'm speaking with Levi Hill. He's a pianist, extraordinarily great pianist, and moving along in his career as that. And I'm also speaking with Matt Goodrich, the director of music and performance for the holding the honor students at the Music Conservatory. So we're talking about your musical journey, and you were fortunate enough to go to Interlochen 3 times?
Yes, I have been 3 years now, and I will be returning this year for my 4th.
And what is it like for you? What was it like the first year you went? You're already, I love to play the piano. Obviously, it's your instrument. What did you think when you first got there? Because it's an exceptional place. What about it is the place you wanted to go?
So I remember when I was first introduced to it, I was about 13 years old. And we actually have a piano tuner, somebody who takes care of our pianos just around the conservatory who will come in occasionally, who has ties and connections with Interlochen. And she heard both me and also my best friend, Cody, playing the piano and kind of figured that we were ready to go to Interlochen at that point. So she recommended us and we took a look at it and figured, you know, why not? It sounds like a really cool experience. So we took about 6 months to raise the funds for both of us and ended up going together, which was also our first time being away from home completely alone, which was scary but fun, given that I was with my friend.
Yeah, exciting.
Yes, very.
Michigan, it's pretty cool in the summer.
Yes, also as far, very far east, considering, you know, I had only really ever, Idaho was technically the farthest east I had ever been. But I went and it was a very cathartic experience, to say the least. It was... The thing that made me fall in love with Interlochen Foley was the variety of different people going, because you have people from all over the world. There's people coming from Europe, from South America, from Asia, everywhere. And it's just this like conglomerate of completely different social and cultural backgrounds all coming together and sharing their experiences and sharing that through their music and through their just the way that they interact with everybody. So not only are you coming together and going with these phenomenal musicians and phenomenal artists, but you are also gathering in a very unique social experience and something that I wasn't expecting to come back with the knowledge of, because I was kind of, you know, 13-year-old me was going with the expectance of, oh, you know, it's an arts camp, the number two in the nation, so I'm gonna have a pretty intense piano experience. And while that was also true, it was completely unexpected to make the connections that I did that year and to meet the people that I did. I still have people who I connect with and people who I talk with on the daily who I met that year when I was 13, 4 years ago. So it was absolutely amazing to be able to meet all those people.
I'm wondering if, as a 13-year-old, you can think back a little bit, if it was instrumental in keeping you on this musical path in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, I would say absolutely 100% it was. If anything, I don't know if I would still be doing this right now if it wasn't for that. It was, I would say, vital in and keeping me on the path that I've been on.
And I didn't mean to put that pun in there, instrumental. it happened. But it was true. So it kept you on this path. I'm thinking about your parents also, because it's a big commitment to have a child be, or, you know, your child be this involved in something so specific and costly, you might say. But I'm sure your parents are very happy with what you're doing. And so what does it take for you to get to Interlochen? You want to go again this summer, I'm taking it.
Yeah, So the process of getting to Interlochen is mostly one of preparation. You can go to their website, and they have tons of different programs. They have, it isn't just a music school, it is also, it's a performing arts camp. So they have things like creative writing, theater, musical theater. They also have orchestra, just things like that, you know, more than one. They have art, drawing. So you can go to their website and figure out the different audition requirements just by simply looking at the major that you're interested in. I believe at the time of auditioning, when I was still going for intermediate, it was 2 pieces from contrasting musical eras and then a scale of the relating key to both of those pieces, and then a technical exercise. So it was a lot for me at the time, but I was able to get it down.
Looking back, who has, you've had some probably various teachers. You mentioned John Fitzgerald, and he's left the area. So what are some of those things that the teachers have brought to you that have moved you along? I mean, obviously your own intention and enthusiasm and commitment to this is the most important thing. But what are some of your teachers I'm talking about?
So I taught with John Fitzgerald for roughly 2 years before he kind of decided that, in his words, he told me that you have surpassed my level of teaching. I'm going to hand you off to Melody Poehler, who is a lot more capable than I am. So I am still currently teaching with Melody Poehler along with Dr. Goodrich. But with Melody being my main instructor, she has been a very key force in putting me to where I am today. From the very first lesson that I had with her, I just found that I clicked with her a lot, just with her, like, her terminology, I guess, just the way that she would word certain things. It's funny, she obviously does have the musical knowledge to have all the technical terms, but a lot of times she'll just kind of elect to ignore them and use her own. So with certain pieces, I'll have a very, like, you know, light and fast right hand that's supposed to resemble something like water, say. And instead of, you know, using a technical term, she'll just say something like, ooh, like these sparkly bits in the right hand, you really want to keep those quiet or something like that. So I just found that, you know, with that type of teaching, it was really easy for me to stay interested in what I was doing.
And Melody Poehler?
Yes.
And she was a teacher at the Music Conservatory.
Yes, she is.
You know, one of the things, and we can speak, you can probably speak to this, Matt, as director of music and performance there. I know you're just there for the first 2 years so far, but great teachers have shown up. Let's talk a little bit about the Music Conservatory and what it's offering to this North Idaho community. I know it was a dream of Karin's a long time ago. In fact, she was teaching me singing at the time, and I was out in her field in front of her house, and she was saying, we're going to have a music conservatory. I said, what's that? And she did it. So tell us about how it is that we have, what is the Music Conservatory? How is it that we have such a amazing thing here in North Idaho? And some of the offerings.
Well, that's all, you know, the vision, the 12 years of hard work from Karin and the people who came along early on. I've arrived 2 years ago to a fully functioning conservatory environment, which is, as you say, extraordinary in a town this small, that's this isolated. Not just the population, but the nearest town our size is 45 miles away. And to have a full-on accredited music conservatory right in the middle of this, it's pretty astonishing. My faculty colleagues are terrific. There are some areas where we can take the student as far as they possibly could ever want to go. And to have that here in North Idaho is pretty great. My colleague Melody, who Levi talked about, has a master's in piano performance. I have a doctorate. There's a lot of accomplished performer teachers who have found their way to this town, to this conservatory, devoted to these students, and they're really doing well by them, and the students are doing showing us well too. So it's a pretty unique situation that we're really lucky to have here. Same with this radio station, and to create the center of culture and creativity here right in Sandpoint, it'll be a beacon long into the future.
Yeah, let's keep it going for sure. When you were talking, I was just thinking about all of the students that have gone through the Music Conservatory and all those that are coming in. And to, like, as you say, to have this there as an inspiration and a support for the potential that is really in all of us, and not everyone goes. But one of the other things I notice about the Music Conservatory, and Karin especially, is she's always open to new things. And so it's not just classical music and the piano or the strings. I know there's a jazz group. I'm not sure it's still there, but
we have a thriving contemporary music department, some of whom are going to probably grace your radio station in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
We've had we just finished a wonderful Sandpoint Songfest weekend event. We had a very eclectic trio from out of town to kick that off, and then 9 concerts by local singer-songwriters to reiterate the local talent here. And they were, I went to every single one, and I was astounded by the skill and by the diversity and variety of the expression that these amazing singer-songwriters from our town had to offer. And that's that was the brainchild of Allie Thomas. She's the head of contemporary music. And yes, that's part of being a conservatory and being training our next generation of musicians is to know what the world is like, and how the boundaries between different kinds of music are being blurred all the time. And so the idea is to be not a siloed kind of musician, but a well-rounded musician, and that there's something for everybody at this conservatory, whatever they want to steep or immerse in or learn, whether it's contemporary music or whether they want to go play the saxophone or dive deep into performance theory or music theory or anything, they can get it. We have the capability to offer specialty experiences and knowledge to all these curious and open students.
And I think there was, and could be at times, performances, Shakespeare, things like that. When you were talking about the Songfest, just a shout out to Patrice Webb. She's a friend here at the station, and I've interviewed her many times. She's showed up with her guitar. I wish you could have showed up with your piano, but that would have been a whole thing, another thing. We'll get you on the air at some point in time with the piano. We'll go down to the Music Conservatory and record you there or something. And we'll get to hear you on the 7th, which I can't wait. But yeah, I've seen Patrice, because when you're with other musicians who are not like you, not folk, maybe, singer-songwriters, you get inspired, and she's moved into swing and jazz and blues. And so, yeah, there becomes, as you say, a culture of creativity and discovery. Music is such a discovery, even if it's pre-written classical Debussy. I don't know if that's how you say his
Debussy.
Name. Debussy. I knew I said it wrong. Debussy. The interpretation, as you say, is vital. And that can be inspired by being around other musicians. That's what Interlochen also can do, as you say.
And I have to shout out our current honor students, and Levi especially. They're very eclectic. They're much more well-rounded and eclectic than, say, I was at that age. I was all in on piano 100%. And these guys play guitar, and they sing, and they're in musical theater, and they accompany, and they help coach, and they're really, you know, in a really good place to find, to cast a wide net and find a niche that's unique because they've taken advantage of all the different opportunities that they found.
Right. When I think about the high school, I don't know, Levi, if you're involved in any of the music programs at the high school, but the high school can only do so much. So the Music Conservatory really broadens that and casts the net, as you say, wider to bring more. So what, do you do anything at the high school as a student?
I've been offered certain things. Like, I know they have a choir program at the high school, which they asked me to join, but given, you know, schedule constrictions, I wasn't able to attend that. But other than that, everything that I do with music is through the conservatory.
Mm-hmm. It probably takes up quite a bit of your time. And just out of curiosity, how much typically or average do you practice or play a day?
It varies just based off of when I'm able to get in. But typically when I'm able to have time to practice, I can sit down for around, you know, 2 or so hours and practice, which... relatively speaking, isn't as much as I would, you know, like to be able to, but it's what I try to fit into my schedule.
Okay, I'm going to remind our listeners here at 88.5 KRFY, I'm here in the studio, I'm Susie Prez, and this is The Morning Show, and I'm speaking with Levi Hill, a young pianist extraordinaire, and from the Music Conservatory, well, really from Sandpoint, And Matt Goodrich, he's the director of music and performance and honor students holder at the Music Conservatory. One of the questions I have is, when you're playing a piece, because this brings me back to when I was a child, I did take piano lessons for 5 years. I wish I had had teachers like you had, but I remember sitting down and playing something and getting lost in it, even though I was just reading it, very simple classical stuff. How do you feel when you are just in it? If there's any way you can explain that.
That's a tough one, I would say. But I know the thing that has always made me feel like I'm set apart from people is my passion for the instrument, I would say. So when I go up there on the stage to perform, I go through, you know, my whole process of everything pre-performance as I'm on the stage. But when I get into the music, it's a feeling that is very difficult to describe as you've mentioned, but is very distinct. In a way, I almost feel like I've become part of myself has become the music. Because to me, music is not only something that I'd love to do and, you know, have always done, but it's an outlet for me. And that's part of why I love to do it, is because I feel like music is something that I can use to truly express myself and to truly show people who I am. So when I'm up on the stage, that's pretty much the best way for me to describe it is it's the most raw emotional form of myself that I am putting out there.
That's pretty good. That's a good, the raw emotional part of yourself is just being, you're willing to do that because the music supports you in that somehow. I don't know if that's good. How about you, Matt? How is it for you? Do you perform?
I am a very active performer, happy to say. And and again, Sandpoint's afforded me wonderful opportunities to do that. I teach performance, which is a little bit tricky to teach because, you know, traditional musical training is about how to become expert at your instrument and to really understand music. And the bit about how to actually perform is sometimes left out, and you just kick the student under the stage and say, have fun, do your best. But there are really ways that you can wake up a performer's, young performer's receptivity to the music and to their surroundings and to their audience, which is a very important part of the equation. Mm-hmm. And just what I teach and what I try to model when I perform is to really bring my whole self to the piano in order to create an extraordinary invitation for the audience to go on this journey or this story with me.
That's great. One quick question. For Levi, and then I want to get to the events that are coming up at the Music Conservatory. Levi, have you found a piano that you have fallen in love with?
I would say definitely. The Busendorfer that we hold at the piano at the conservatory is an instrument that I've grown very fond of. When I first played it, I remember being like, wow, this is like really cool. Cause it was one of the nicest pianos we had ever had at the conservatory and was a very, new thing for us to have. So it was almost like a little kid getting a new toy. I became pretty obsessed with it. So whenever I can, I try to, you know, make sure I'm practicing on that piano just because it's like, it's kind of my child at this point. I love it.
What about it do you love? What makes it different? Stand out. It's a Busendorfer?
Busendorfer, correct.
And someone donated that.
I believe so, yes. I've never had a piano feel like that. Something about the action is very unique to it to me. And just the sound that it produces, especially in the newly renovated Little Carnegie, is gorgeous. I love the bass to it. It's very, very resonant and very powerful. And that's something that I have always enjoyed in the piano. There's, you know, very specific occasions where it can overpower the treble of the piano, but I've gotten used to it to the point where it's not as much of an issue as it was for me when I first began using the piano. But out of all the pianos that I've played throughout my lifetime, which is a lot, I can say that that's probably one of my favorites that I've ever played.
It's an excellent instrument. All you need to do is think something, and the piano does it. It's pretty magical.
Well,
as Levi said, the combination of that in the new Little Carnegie Acoustics is just a wonderfully immersive environment to be able to receive your own performance. So it's pretty special.
I can't wait. And the good news is you're going to get to perform, Levi, at the April 7th at the KRFY annual meeting. I'm really excited about that, so I'll get to hear you play.
I know, I'm excited too.
Yeah. And what are you going to play?
I'm going to be playing Reflet dans l'eau by Claude Debussy as well. Mm-hmm. It is the first piece in the first set of his Image, which is a very, very beautiful set. I believe, is there two or three Images? Do you know?
Two sets of three.
Two sets of three, exactly.
And then the orchestral ones.
Yes. But it's a beautiful piece, one that I also found at Interlaken and rediscovered about a year later and also fell in love with. It's very, very aptly named, I would say, Reflections on the Water. A lot of the parts of the piece kind of resemble like something like water trickling down a stream, or even some of it might resemble a rainstorm at specific occasions. But it is absolutely gorgeous piece with very, very contrasting emotions and dynamics and everything. And one that I've thoroughly enjoyed performing every single time.
Huh. Are there new challenges for you? I mean, it sounds like when you hear a piece that you haven't maybe, I'm sure you've heard thousands of classical pieces, and is there stuff that you say, I want to do that someday, but I'm not ready, or I'm going to have to practice a lot on that before I can perform it? Is there a composer that you would like to move into that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm at a point where I can, look at most pieces and be like, wow, I want to play that, and then be able to follow suit. But there are certain pieces where I have to take a look at, take a step back and say, okay, I'm not quite there yet. Have to wait a little bit for that one. One of the most notable for me was actually a piece that Dr. Goodrich here performed. Which was the Ondine by Ravel. And I remember after he performed it, I was like, holy moly, that is like beautiful. And I really wanted to learn it. And I was thinking like, okay, like definitely a very difficult piece, like renowned for being difficult. So I'll have to see what he says. And I went up to him after and I asked him, I was like, what would you think if I learned that piece for my senior recital? And his response was an immediate, no, you're not ready. Which was very fair, and I'm glad he didn't let me, because it's a piece that I would not want to ruin by playing poorly.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And just before we get to the events at the Music Conservatory, one last question. What do you need for support for your continued journey here?
So I will be holding a numerous amount of fundraisers for Interlaken coming up this year. I was lucky enough to be able to receive a large amount of scholarship money from Interlaken. That being said, there is still tuition and as well as airfare that I need to cover to be able to attend. So I will be having a senior recital towards the end of May. I believe we're still figuring out an exact date, but we're looking toward the end of the week for May to raise funds for Interlaken, as well as other performances that are yet to come into fruition. But yes, I believe I do have a GoFundMe somewhere. I would have to pull up the link for that. Mm-hmm. But it is something that I'm very much so looking forward to, and I'm incredibly excited to attend for the fourth and final year.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, well, and then after high school, I should just say, Interlaken this summer, after high school, plans, Boston School of Music, I don't know.
As far as my plans after college, after high school, I'm a little fuzzy on that.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm not fully sure what I want to do. I know that it would be a crying shame if I were to just, completely stop playing music, and I have absolutely zero intention of that.
Yeah. Maybe find a mentor and spend a year just playing music.
Yeah. I do absolutely plan on going to college. I plan on 100% minoring in music at the very least. But as far as my plans for college and all of that, it's mm-hmm. still very up in the air. I recognize that it's not something that I really have to have figured out until even some people don't have it done by when they get out of college. So it's something that I look forward to crossing when I get there.
Sure. Perfect. I think that's a healthy way to look at things. All right. We are ready now to talk about what's coming up at the Music Conservatory. Matt Goodrich, I think you probably have that schedule in your mind.
It's coming out of my mind. Karen's at her desk now, and hopefully she's psychically beaming the dates to me. But I can tell you, we have on April 2nd, which is this Sunday, the Bel Canto Opera and the Handbell Choir is going to do a presentation at the Presbyterian Church, Stop Op Mater, amazing piece by Pergolesi in honor of Palm Sunday and the Passion Week before Easter that's coming, which is what the piece is about.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's incredible. On April 14th, Ali and Truck and Denise, people from the contemporary department, are going to do a global gumbo, part of our conservatory concert series, which has been a wild success so far. Mm-hmm. And then on the 22nd of April, our first senior recital, Alana Dixon, for voice, will be taking place.
Beautiful voice, I imagine.
Wonderful singer, wonderful young singer. Full of heart, beautiful repertoire. It's not to be missed.
Alana Dixon? Okay. Find out more about that.
Yes, that's a future sing. And then we have a student recitals before Memorial Day. Levi and his honors cohort, Lark and Cody, are doing their senior recital on the 26th of May, Friday. Then we have Melody Poehler is doing the full Debussy Preludes in early June to over two concerts, all 24 of the Preludes. And
oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we have, I'm just looking at the calendar here, the blank calendar I have. Mm-hmm.
And a lot
and
of this
also
will
go
take-
to our website because okay, all those go. Events are right there, sandpointconservatory.org, with ways to ticket in to all of those. But it's a very busy spring. The conservatory is just booming with performance. And
I'm wondering
the more,
when
the better.
We'll get to hear you perform.
I'm doing a concert at the Kroc Center in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on Sunday, April 16th. It's a program of music that was written in Paris around the time of George Seurat's paintings. Mm-hmm. It's in association with a musical theater production based on a painting by George Seurat.
Oh my goodness, I love this. This is what makes this area so special. We have everything in that department that we need. And just a reminder, and I want to thank both of you for coming up. You probably have to get to school, Levi.
I do online, so I have no time constriction.
Good for you. And Matt, so we have Levi Hill. Thank you so much, young pianist, moving up into his musical career here. And Matt Goodrich, Director of Music and Performance and Honor Students at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. Thanks for coming in today, but I just want to mention one more time, for the KRFY listeners, the public is invited to our annual meeting. You might call it a business corporation meeting, but we're going to have Levi Hill there performing that day.
Debussy.
And so an opportunity, and I'm hoping to just do some little background music as people are gathering too. Just there you are at the piano. That will be April 7th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Music Conservatory, Little Carnegie Hall. It will be at the corner of 2nd and Main is where they're located. And again, Matt, if you could just give the information of how to go to that website and find out all the extraordinary things the Music Conservatory is doing as performance, but also offering of music lessons and support for young musicians in our area or regular musicians.
Yes, sandpointconservatory.org. Click on the door. And then you'll see the where you can go for instruction and also where you can go for events. One more event I'll add is where our musical theater department is doing Fiddler on the Roof, junior version, and Levi has a role in it. Oh. That'll be the third weekend of May in Little Carnegie.
Oh, that's fun. So a lot of I'm sure that everyone's very excited to have that beautiful performance hall in our for the conservatory, but for our community also.
It is definitely a gem, and as word gets out, people are going to clamor to perform there.
Yeah.
It offers so much. It gives you so much back when you're performing in there.
Mm-hmm. We're very excited to have our annual corporation meeting there with the conservatory because, yeah, like I said, partnering is a good thing here in our community. Good. Thank you both for coming in. And this is the morning show. I'm going to play that piece by Debussy. You say what it is. It's the one that you're going to perform.
Reflet dans l'eau by Claude Debussy.
Okay, no, this one that's going to... Yes. That I'm
oh,
right
Les Joyeuses. Okay. Apologies. Les Joyeuses by Claude Debussy.
Okay, here it is, folks. I'll be back in a little bit right after this music. Enjoy. And we have some events coming up that we'll talk about. This is The Morning Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Susie Press.